Don't have anyone online. Anyone in this room who would like to testify in opposition?
Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, welcome back. Distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Patrick Kelleher. I am the commissioner at DMR, and I'm here to testify on behalf of the department in opposition to LD 1179. Before I get into my testimony, I just want to read to you the purpose of the Department of Marine Resources. The Department of Marine Resources is established to conserve and develop marine and estuarine resources, to conduct and sponsor scientific research, to promote and develop the main coastal fishing industries, and to advise and cooperate with local, state, federal officials concerning activities in our coastal waters. We don't separate out commercial, recreational, aquaculture. Recreational is prominent on our homepage. When you open up our website to go, you can then, it'll take you to different areas where you can certainly look at the activities that we deal with around recreational fishing and party charter boat fishing. The Marine Recreational Fishing Advisory Council, as you heard, was originally created in 1999, and it was eliminated through the Inactive Boards and Commission Bill in 2009, which meant it had not been active 2 years for 2 years. So it hadn't been active probably since, actually it was prior to 1997. Here's the irony in all of this. My former role in the Coastal Conservation Association, I had advocated for the creation of this council after Bill Brennan. This came after Bill Brennan. Although I did beat up, you can tell Bill that I did beat up on him when he was the commissioner as well. Bill is a good friend. Former Commissioner Brennan is a good friend of mine. So I had advocated the creation of the council, and I also took an active role in suggesting topics for the council in my role for CCA to provide input to the department. However, after only a few years, we'd have exhausted the subject matter that was of interest to most groups, and there was a minimal interest in continuing to meet for these reasons. The council was eventually eliminated with no opposition from the department or the recreational sector. And I do want to point out, though, Mr. Bowden talked about there was inactivity. There was a fair amount of activity during that time with different regulations, striped bass, shad, bluefish. Those were all things that were ongoing during that time period of inactivity. But the department received information in a different way as we do now. Currently, the department staffs 8 advisory councils, as well as the 7 lobster zone councils. Ongoing council administration requires significant staff time to do well, and DMR does not currently have any additional capacity within our existing resource management coordinator positions to take on a new council activity or situations where the department has with existing councils is that they seem to be most efficient in situations where the department has a reoccurring need for input from a range of participants within the same fishery that are within the state's regulatory authority, example, the annual setting of a season. For situations where we do not have an advisory council, the department holds meetings on topics as needed. I refer to them as scoping meetings, to collect input on pending management actions, which are often taken place through the New England Fisheries Management Council for issues such as groundfish, or the Mid-Atlantic Council, where they just took action on mackerel, or the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission, striped bass, river herring, bluefish. For example, in April of 2021, DMR held an open online meeting to share updates on striped bass management and research in Maine, to hear from the recreational sector on what they wanted from the fishery and from fisheries managers. There was an update on activities at ASMFC, but this was not a public hearing. In my role as commissioner, and you can tell this to Bill Brennan too, please. There's been no commissioner that has had more meetings with affected industries outside of the regulatory process. I constantly will call for meetings to say, I want your input before we go to rulemaking. So it's not, and Bailey is right. Bailey is spot on when he talks about the formality of rulemaking. We're providing input on the record. It's not a back and forth at that time. So we quite often will hold meetings to have that back and forth. The department's position is that it is more effective and efficient to hold meetings on certain species as they are needed, particularly ahead of management actions, so that input can be obtained in a more informal way outside of that public hearing process. We will keep this in mind, and we can do more and will do more if there is a desire from the sectors to have more of those conversations. I thank you for your consideration, and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Representative Dill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How many members are on your General Advisory Council?
14? Huh? 16 now. Yeah.
That's a pretty big number, because my thoughts initially was to maybe add a couple recreational to that, but
You're
at 16.
It used to be a lower number, and it keeps creeping up. And you are exactly right. The higher the number we go, the more unruly those conversations become. It is unruly sometimes. Imagine if there were four more people at this table, right? So the value, even that is a formal process, right? The value is the informal conversations that I can have. A great case in point, even though they are lobster zone councils, we are having an informal conversation with them right now about pending rules at ASMFC or pending changes. Now, quite often I will say in that situation, I don't really want to just hear from the zones, because it's the same people that will come to those zone councils. So when I became commissioner, I had 13 industry meetings, and we called it the roadshow. And I think we did it in like 3 weeks. Up and down the coast on all the major peninsulas and all the major harbors. And out of 5,000 lobster license holders, half of them came. Pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Just to talk to the new guy, listen to some ideas, and so I could solicit input back from them. And so it's a very valuable tool, and I found it to be, frankly, the most valuable tool. We held 70 meetings around whales, right, outside of our regular process as scoping meetings. So those are things that we need to continue to focus on and do, and my commitment is to continue to do those.
Is the membership established in statute, the number of each of those positions on that?
Yeah, each one of the advisory panels is established in statute, appointed by me, with the exception of the governor on the DMR advisory.
Yes.
On the DMR advisory council. And DMR advisory council is different than the others. That's an advice and consent compared to just an input process.
Yeah, Representative Beckler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Good afternoon.
So how
does this work? Like, if a bunch of fishermen in striped bass, say, for instance, call you, how does, like, do you sometimes, I'm getting the sense that you sometimes just call these meetings because you're aware of different issues, and then sometimes you might hear about it from a bunch of
Striped bass, we were certainly aware of what was happening. There's a gentleman that I think that is going to testify behind me who raised some of the issues with me. We had some conversations, and that was almost like a joint. Let's have this meeting. Let's have a broader conversation about this. Because within the striped bass sector, there's different user groups within the striped bass sector, right? There's shore based, there's boat based, there's fly fishermen versus bait fishermen. And all of them have very different ideas on how they want to access the resource. So that kind of brought us to the conclusion, let's bring more people in, let's get more input. But I certainly, I've not heard from Mr. Bowden on some of these topics. On some of them I have, and my staff have, but if there was an interest in saying, hey, we'd like to have a broader conversation around this, if we thought there was benefit, we'd certainly do it, right? Time, we have to figure out time and allowance and all of that stuff, but we're always open to those type of conversations. Yep.
Okay. Any additional questions? All right.
You done with me?
For now.
That was you. Thank you.